Aesop's Fables for You. 11.
The Monkey King. All the animals are gathered in the forest. There is going to be a dance contest to pick the king.
Everyone gets a chance to dance. The best dancer will become the king.
Who will be the judge?
All of us, of course. We will pick the best dancer.
That sounds interesting. I hope I get picked. I want to become the king.
Not a chance. You're a terrible dancer. I saw you dance before. Forget it.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'll be surprised. I have been practicing.
Okay, we'll see about that later.
Quiet, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody ready? Let's start then. Mr. Duck, you go first. Go ahead, dance.
Okay, let's go.
Mr. Duck dances to the disco. He shakes his bottom from left to right. It looks so funny. All the animals laugh.
Look at Mr. Duck. Look at him dance. Oh, my, my.
What is he doing? It is so funny. I can't help laughing.
Thank you, Mr. Duck. You did well. You may sit down now. Next is Mr. Turtle. Go ahead.
The music is played, and Mr. Turtle starts to dance. The music is slow, just like Mr. Turtle. Mr. Turtle just moves back and forth.
What is Mr. Turtle doing? It's too boring. He is no good.
The music is too slow. It's no fun.
Thank you, Mr. Turtle. You may go in now. Who's next? Oh, yes, Mr. Bear. It's your turn.
Thank you, Mr. Fox. I'll try my best. Music, please!
1, 2, cha-cha-cha. 3, 4, cha-cha-cha.
All of the animals are surprised. Mr. Bear dances the cha-cha. It seems like Mr. Bear has been practicing a lot.
Bravo, Mr. Bear! That was great! Next is Miss Rabbit. Give a big hand for Miss Rabbit!
Everyone claps their hands. Miss Rabbit starts dancing to a cheery tune. Her dance is very cute.
Thank you, Miss Rabbit. That was really cute.
You were very good, Miss Rabbit. You'll win for sure.
I don't think so, Mr. Bear. You were better.
Our final dancer is Mr. Monkey. Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Monkey dances to techno music. He is better than Miss Rabbit and Mr. Bear. He is the best dancer. Everyone picks Mr. Monkey.
gather around, everyone. A new king is born. Congratulations to Mr. Monkey. You are our new king.
I knew it! I am the king! You must all obey me from now on!
All the animals are shocked at Mr. Monkey's words.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He must be crazy.
The Monkey King starts ordering the other animals around.
Hey there, Bear! Get me something to eat! Rabbit, get me a drink! Turtle, fan me! Hey, Fox, wash my feet!
Every day, the Monkey King becomes more and more haughty. The other animals finally can't take it anymore.
Mr. Monkey wasn't like this before. He used to be nice and humble. He has changed. We should teach him a lesson.
How do we do that?
I have an idea.
What is it?
The animals hear Miss Rabbit's plan. They agree to go ahead with the plan. The next morning, Mr. Fox goes to the Monkey King.
Monkey King, how are you today?
Not bad.
Are you busy right now?
No, I'm not. Why?
Well, I'll take you to a nice place.
Really? Where is that?
It's a secret, but there's lots of delicious food there. Just follow me. All of the other animals are waiting for you.
Well then, let's go!
The Monkey King follows Mr. Fox to a cave.
Where is the food?
It's inside the cave, sir. You go inside first.
Where is the food? Where is everyone? It's so dark in here!
As soon as the Monkey King goes into the cave, the other animals cover the cave door with rocks. The cave is closed. The Monkey King is locked inside.
Let me out! Let me out! Right now!
No way, Mr. Monkey! You have been a bad king. We don't like you.
But I am the king! Do as I say! Open the cave door!
Do it yourself. Farewell.
No, don't go! Wait! I'll be a good king from now on. Please let me out!
It's too late, Mr. Monkey.
Moral: if you act haughty because of your position, no one will like you.